percent of blending.
No. If they took all that money and they put us on a G700 jet to go down, you know, to Esteli, for us to go and visit another factory that was making better cigars, that would work.
That would work. Bam. That would work. We would do that. Just don't crash the jet.
Just because we love you. We would do that.
That's right. Anyway, so that we got one more cigar to go over that and then some more banter. But before we get into that, how's everybody's weeks? The ice storm got you down?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, everybody good?
I mean,
good?
You know, it took a while to recover, but I think we're doing better than most.
Yeah, Mike was in a hard place at his house, all that tequila and...
Yeah.
I was trapped, you know,
all that rum.
All the good liquors, you know.
Yep.
Yes. It was really horrible.
Difficult, huh?
Very difficult.
I feel really sorry.
When
for
I
you.
Saw the first pizza truck go up, where I'm like on a 45 degree hill. And so when I saw the first pizza delivery, you know, tread by our house, it was like, oh, hey, it must be clear.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, right?
Yeah, about 10 days later, we finally, you know, got out of the driveway.
Did you ever lose power, Mike?
For about 16 hours.
16, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good. Not too bad. And it flickered on and off. I will tell you that it went off like the next morning. I was sitting there with coffee and I was reading something, I think, phone or laptop, and the power just went down, and I was like, oh,
that's so inconvenient.
Oh,
you know, there's people out
and
there,
then you have no idea
have
when
power.
It's gonna come
so
back
he never
on,
got
you know?
To finish Dancing with the Stars is
that's
what
right.
he's telling us.
Well, you know,
he really not didn't
the
get
Biggest to... Loser finale
I
season
watched
12
up to the
Lego
semifinals,
Masters,
you know, okay. again.
Hey, I like
so.
Lego Masters if you guys okay. haven't seen that, that's fun.
Yeah,
maybe
terrible.
They can make a better cigar out of Lego.
There you go.
We'll be right back, folks.
Lego cigar.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
hello, welcome back. We are reviewing the Fairman Perez cigars. We just got done reviewing the Classic Habano and gave it a 2. And Robert here is going to go over the Esmeralda with us.
All right. The Esmeralda, Connecticut was created in the heart of Little Havana, where coffee, cigars, and conversation define culture. This blend reflects the roots, classic, expressive, and layered designed to honor tradition and offering quiet complexity. I think I read that right.
Are half the words still put off on your screen?
Quiet.
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 Yeah.
Quiet.
Quiet on the set.
Shh, complexity. Shh.
Again, if you're taking bets, I'm 3 down, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'll drink to that.
Personally crafted by Fairman Perez Jr., Esmeralda, Connecticut is a tribute to early blending inspirations rooted in Little Havana, morning espresso, evening pours, and timeless cigar rituals.
Timeless ritual.
What's this cigar
what's
ritual?
What's a timeless cigar ritual?
Not,
is this like, it's like
wait,
the
I know what it is.
Type
it,
stuff?
It's that every cigar that Rich smokes canoes because he smokes it too fast.
Okay. Rich smokes like a
that's
dang,
a timeless ritual.
Yeah. You do smoke fast. I've been telling you that for years.
What?
He's like, this just tastes burnt. And I look down, half of it's still a wrapper, the other half's burnt.
What do you mean you're not supposed to take the wrapper off?
Yeah.
So I'll say I did like this cigar when I lit it up. It was not bad.
this was my favorite cigar in the line. I'm going to give them some props here. So all these bads for one good, folks, and I'm going to tell you why.
But for me, construction was the issue.
Really?
Really.
I had, because the cigar started splitting, the ash would split apart. I was, it was.
How dare it?
And I backed off. I didn't pull a Rich. I tried to really kind of like,
that's right,
like
that's
nurse right that cigar.
I'm going to copyright
it. You smoke it harder, it'll get better.
Right? I don't smoke fast. I smoke hard.
That's the Rich method.
I had a wonky smoke burn the entire time, and the cigar kept splitting. It never corrected.
I wish to register a complaint.
All right, so I had the complete opposite experience with a cigar. I found a little bit of complexity in this cigar. I think that it was blended well. My construction issues from the other ones were not in this one. It's a cigar like this that gives me hope for a brand. With the Royal Habano being as good as it was, and this cigar being as good as it was for me, that gives me hope that they do know some of what they're doing. For me, that's helpful, because we can sit here and talk shop all day long, but if you're not learning from things and moving forward, then you're just spinning your wheels, right?
Interesting. So I'm right in between you guys. I didn't have any construction issue with any of these cigars. They were all, well, I think, well made, well rolled. I found this one a little heavy on the leather.
Are you sure it wasn't the leather you were wearing?
Oh, God, I may have been. Could have been my pants caught on
your
fire.
Ball gag.
am I supposed to take that out before I smoke?
Oh, there's a hole in it. That's for the cigars.
But I found it just kind of so-so, kind of medium, middle of the road flavoring. Just not a lot of complexity to it.
I'm over here debating, do we pick up twice as many Canadian listeners or we lose them after that, you know, comment?
Which one, the ball gag?
Yeah.
Oh, right. No. It's cold
take
up
off,
there.
Eh?
Listen, it's cold up there. They're into all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, right. Just slap a maple leaf on that ball gag and they're all for
that's
it.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Just sing O Canada while you're wearing it. But no, that's good, though. So there's... Yeah. Three different outlooks on the same cigar, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's
bad.
Important.
It wasn't bad. I'd smoke it again, definitely.
I would definitely smoke this cigar again.
Yeah.
I would like to try it again. I would definitely like
Yeah, I mean, and we talk a lot about on this show, you know, especially with construction issues, these are handmade.
Yeah.
Any type you're dealing with a handmade product, you're going to get variants and construction.
Go listen to Cigar 101 and don't talk about
it. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely try it again.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I'm sorry.
Quit clicking the pen, Rich. It's on the star audio. He's talking with his hands over here.
You know.
Anyway. So overall about the line, what do you guys think about
Can
the overall?
Can we rate this one?
Yeah, we're going to rate this one. I guess it's going to get a 3.
All right.
What did you guys overall think about this presentation-wise? Tell me your brand thoughts.
So marketing, the look of the, you know, each cigar comes in its own little makeup box, whatever you want to call it, mascara box. I'm not a big fan of that. I guess
it's
it
in
works.
A box, it's in a wrapper, in a box. And
pick one,
a wrapper or a box.
And I mean, that's fine, whatever. It's just not something that's
going to sell
a cigar.
Reminds me of that episode we did, how many bands can you put on a cigar?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's...
Five is the number.
Yeah, five is the number.
Why put a band on it when you can just put the whole thing in a box, right?
Yeah.
The next thing you know, they're going to start waxing the end of the box. I don't know.
Oh, so, they're going to dip it in wax so you can't open it.
I think they're just going to stop using a wrapper and just start using bands.
Well, you know, when I see something
the
like
the glue
this,
off of this one is really awesome.
Yeah. I really like the ink they use.
That's right.
The way the gold foil kind of curls up there, that is what I'm talking about.
The horse they used to make the glue was a...
So presentation-wise, it's the Vans are very appealing. Like, presentation-wise,
I think
the color coordination is awful.
Little confusing.
It's confusing. And then, like, we spent 10 minutes arguing about was there a green label or not. Of course, there was a green label, like I said. These colorblind guys over here is like, that's black.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. Robert, what do you think?
So, you know, there's a saying about prostitutes. The higher the gloss, the cheaper the quality.
That's right. Who told you that?
And I think my grandmother used to say.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of gloss on this line.
Lipstick on a pig, huh? But
no, and like I said, when I look at something like that, I go, "What are they hiding? Or why are what are they making up for? And why am I paying for when I buy a stick? What am I paying for? Am I paying for the box? Am I paying for the packaging? Or am I paying for the tobacco inside?
You bought a stick. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we you know, like I always say.
What do you always say, Michael?
MOON. That spells cigar. You guys don't remember that?
No, yeah. I don't.
The Stephen King's The Stand.
Mm-mm.
Oh man, that's fine. Anyway, regardless, try it for yourself, folks. If you don't, you don't have to take our advice or our word. We're just some guys in a trailer.
Did you guys have any interesting pairings with this line?
No. Mine was just paired with disappointment.
Was it early or mid morning?
It was
disappointment.
Cold disappointment. It was cold.
You didn't have a limited feeling portfolio.
Yes.
Is that like an
if you had had
or?
If you had had an unlimited personal feeling, then you would have been just right there.
Well, listen, go try it for yourself. And I want to thank everybody for coming today. Good old boy Mike, thanks for sitting in.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Come back, enjoy another exciting episode, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Rich.
Hey, I'm just glad to be here, and don't take our word for it. Man, go out and try these things. Let us know what you think, especially if you disagree with us.
Yeah.
Hey, we're open.
Put it in the comment section. Mike likes to argue in comment sections.
Yeah, he'll send you an
Good old boy,
NDO.
Robert?
Words trouble me.
Yeah, we know. And this is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking. And hey, if you like what we're doing, you need to go check out our previous cigar reviews on the previous episodes. Just look us up on any of the platforms that we're on and just pop them in.
I think we could go for a new stage name for Rich, Canoe Master.
Ooh.
Canoe Man.
Canoe.
Ooh,
yeah.
Canoe Man.
That could work.
Yeah.
Canoe
it's like my
man.
New,
think about it. Own it.
It's my trail name.
Hey, don't let us make
fun
of
you. Aboriginal name.
Yeah.
Men who work canoe.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. Some of Hollywood's most iconic beasts owe much of their signature sound to the squawks, tweets, and even hisses of birds. Take Jurassic Park. To create these mournful calls from the Brachiosaurus, sound designer Gary Rydstrom slowed down the honks of geese. In The Prisoner of Azkaban, the hippogriff's scream is actually a limpkin whose high-pitched call earned it the nickname the crying bird. Or in the sci-fi film Arrival. To create the language of the aliens, New Zealand-based sound designers David Whitehead and Michelle Child recorded local birds and lowered their pitch, then added some other animals and instruments like bagpipes and didgeridoos. Ironically, Alfred Hitchcock didn't use any birds for the soundscape of his classic horror film, The Birds. Instead, the sound of those murderous seagulls was made using an early synthesizer called the Trautonium. Hitchcock claimed he couldn't find any real birds that sounded spooky enough. That's Hollywood for you. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Yeah. All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Across the U.S., AI data centers, electric vehicles, and energy-intensive industries are driving a surge in the demand for electricity. But at the same time, some older power plants are retiring, and in many areas, the grid is struggling to keep up with growing energy needs.
The grid is in trouble. I don't think the general public knows how serious the situations that we're seeing.
Oliver Stover of the consulting firm Charles River Associates co-authored a report that shows that offshore wind can help. A single offshore wind turbine can power thousands of homes. And Stover says offshore wind can complement other power sources. In many areas, it reliably generates power at night, when solar panels do not. And in winter, when bad weather can disrupt natural gas plants.
Wind generation is materially stronger at night and much, much stronger in the winter. So this creates this really fantastic synergy with the resources that we already have on the grid now.
Despite federal pushback, developers have been building offshore wind farms near New England, New York, and Virginia, coastal areas with growing energy demands. So abundant ocean winds could soon help feed a hungry power grid with clean energy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.